Hello and welcome. This fight is called Welcome to the Dumbspiracy, and it's your introduction into the Dumbspiracy. Now, the Dumbspiracy is about promoting positive stupidity or positive dumbness. You know how there's a lot of dumbness in the world right now. The negative dumbness, the kind of dumbness that breeds hate and anger and aggression and war. Now, the Dumbspiracy is about promoting positive dumbness. The dumbness that gives you an opportunity to just switch off your mind whenever it's safe for you and just being carefree and happy. That's right. It's a dumbness you can trigger yourself to lay off all the burdens of the world for a little while so you can enjoy being dumb and happy and carefree. And of course you're going to spread this positive energy that you get from your little vacation. And yet that's not all, because the Dumbspiracy is also a team effort. This file will also encourage you to communicate with your co-Dumbspiritors and help them, just the way they help you, to enjoy this wonderful state of positive dumbness. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in, and let it out. Focus on my voice. And let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach. And you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using the stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you. And you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening every time I write a number and the wave erases it? You feel heavier, go deeper,
You relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension, as it erases the number in the sand. And as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand, and you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about, just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding. Nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep. And you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down. And only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. the next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the zero from the beach, flowing around your body, and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. See the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice. As you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold as you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern. You realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker. And you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you, as you sink down, down, down. The light becoming dimmer and dimmer. Surroundings darker and darker. As you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation. Feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song. And it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear. You feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body. As you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down. So heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. You just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more. Even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to welcome you to the Dumbspiracy. That's right. You are going to become a part of the Dumbspiracy. And maybe you're wondering why we would need a Dumbspiracy. Aren't there enough dumb people in the world? Well, there are far too many dumb people in the world. But it's the wrong kind of dumb, the kind of dumb that breeds anger and hate and violence. That's not what the Dumbspiracy is about. The Dumbspiracy is just the opposite. It's about the kind of dumbness that lets you enjoy your life, that lets you become more relaxed and calm and accepting. Let's be honest here. Have you never wished you would be dumber? So you wouldn't worry as much, you wouldn't care as much. In short, you wouldn't remotely give as many fucks. That's the kind of dumb I'm talking about. The kind of dumb that allows you to just tune out the world every now and then and experience a little bit of peace. That's right. The kind of dumbness that, whenever it's safe and when you can enjoy it, gives you the opportunity to let go of all your cares and worries. To just give zero fucks about anything and just enjoy yourself. That's the kind of dumbness the Dumbspiracy is all about. It's about spreading positive stupidity, positive dumbness. That's why it's called the Dumbspiracy. And when you become part of this Dumbspiracy, you are going to learn how you are going to achieve this state of mind, how you can be this kind of dumb whenever it's safe for you to be dumb. That's right. The Dumbspiracy is not about making you dumb all the time. It's about enjoying being dumb whenever you have time for it. Being dumb will be something like your favorite pastime, because you enjoy being dumb for a little while, letting go of all your cares, letting go of all your worries, well, and at the same time, letting go of all your knowledge and all your intelligence, just being dumb and carefree and happy, because that's what the Dumbspiracy is all about. It's about positive stupidity, being carefree and happy, just not giving a fuck. That's what it's all about. And you're going to learn to really enjoy your dumb time. You're looking forward to your dumb time. And whenever you have the time to be dumb, you will greatly enjoy yourself, because it will be so good to be this carefree and happy. Because when you're dumb, nothing matters but being happy and feeling good. And when you're in your dumb state of mind, you have exactly zero fucks to give. And that means there's nothing that can interfere with this wonderful state of being completely dumb. That's right. And yet, that's not all. Because this is a Dumbspiracy. It's a team effort. You are, right now, becoming a part of a team, of a conspiracy, of a Dumbspiracy. And you want to help to spread the joy. You want to interact with your co-Dumbspiritus. That's right. You want to talk to them. You want to help them. You want to let them help you. You want to exchange advice on how you can become even dumber and feel even better. That's right. You want to work together with your co-Dumbspiritus so that the Dumbspiracy is as successful as it possibly can be. And you want to spread it. You want to spread positive dumbness to conquer negative dumbness. That's right. We don't need aggressive, hateful dumbness in the world. We need positive dumbness. We need to chill a little bit. Just let go of our minds, let go of our smarts, and just enjoy our happiness, enjoy our life, without giving a fuck about anything else. That's right. Because that is the dumbness you want to promote. And right now, right here, it is time for you to take your first step. That's right. And you understand that getting deep into the Dumbspiracy is going to be a process. It's not happening overnight. And yet, you're about to take your first step to experience the first level of positive dumbness. And you know that you can always easily experience it. And there are two ways that you can experience it. The first way is that you say out loud, Dumbspiracy, Dumbspiracy, Dumbspiracy. Just say the word Dumbspiracy 3 times. You can even whisper it or say it under your breath. It doesn't matter. And you will instantly feel your dumbness being triggered. Now the other way is that if your subconscious mind decides it's time for you to be dumb, that you're going to be dumb. Now, your subconscious mind will never do it when it could be any risk for you. It will only do it when you are in a state of mind where you need to chill out. And if your subconscious mind decides the situation is safe and you need to be dumb to chill, then it's going to trigger it too. And of course, it's your own subconscious mind, so you know it will never do it if it could be negative for you. It will only trigger you when it's beneficial and positive for you. That's right. And now it's time to introduce you to the first level of the Dumbspiracy. And this first step, is relatively harmless. Whenever you trigger yourself, or when your subconscious mind triggers you, in a safe situation, as if someone pulled the plug on all of your negative emotions. And that's right, you know what kind of emotions I'm talking about. All those emotions that cause pressure inside of you. Anger, hate, aggression, stress. All those things will just melt away as soon as you say the trigger word, or as soon as your subconscious mind triggers you. It will feel like a hazy feeling coming over your mind, and you will feel all these emotions draining away, almost as if someone turns them down. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's right. It's simply going to happen to you. This hazy, foggy feeling comes over your mind, and all those negative and stressful emotions just drain away, replaced by a feeling of happiness, of joy. You will be happy because you will feel that you are taking a first step into the Dumbspiracy. And you can feel this foggy, hazy feeling in your mind. And you will feel a little bit dumber. Not a lot, just a little bit. Because this is just the first step of your introduction into the Dumbspiracy. And yet you will feel it. It will be a little bit harder to think about things. It will be a little bit harder to remember things. It will be a little bit harder to come up with solutions to problems. And that's completely okay, because you're in the Dumbspiracy, and you're enjoying your personal dumb time. And your dumb time is a wonderful time. It's a joyful time. It's a happy time for you. And it's okay to be dumb in your dumb time, because your dumb time is only about enjoying yourself, not about solving problems, not about being smart, not about finding solutions, just about feeling good, about being happy, about being carefree, about spending some time with just yourself, free of all the stresses of the world, free of all the cares, just some time where you can feel happy and where you can heal emotionally a little bit, because all the cares and burdens of the world are taken away from you for a little while. And that's the magic of the Dumbspiracy. And every time you feel it, every time you enjoy this experience of being dumb, every time you enjoy your dumb time, you become a little bit more invested into the Dumbspiracy, because you learn how good it feels. And you want to feel it even deeper, even more intense. And you want to go deeper into the Dumbspiracy, so you can be dumber in your dumb time. Because you know, the dumber you are in your dumb time, the better you feel. That's right. And every time you enjoy your dumb time, you will become a little bit dumber. It will become a little bit more normal. You enjoy your dumb time. You look forward to your dumb time. Because you know, your dumb time is like a little vacation. It's like a little break from the world. Your dumb time is an opportunity to get away from all the stresses and cares of the world, to leave every burden behind you and just be happy and dumb. That's right. Just experience this wonderful, positive stupidity letting go of all your cares and just feel good. And so every time you are dumb, reinforces your training a little bit. It makes you want to come back, to get even deeper into the dumbspiracy. And it also makes you want to talk to your co-dumbspiritors, because you know the dumbspiracy is ultimately a team effort. And you want to be in the dumbspiracy. You want to help your co-dumbspiritors to become even dumber, so they can feel even better, even more peaceful, even more happy. And just the same way your dumbspiritors want to help you to become even dumber, so that you can feel even better and even more happy and even more carefree. And that's the magic of the dumbspiracy. It's a team effort. It's about working together. It's about making the world a little bit dumber, but a little bit dumber in just the right way. And sooner or later, you will experience the truth of this on yourself. Because every time you're coming back from your little vacation, you will be in a much better mood. You will feel happier. You will feel more relaxed. You will feel more peaceful. And these sensations will stay with you for a long time. Even after a short vacation, these feelings stay with you for at least the rest of the day. And maybe you even feel them the next day. And when you feel so peaceful, so happy, so good, you are sharing this positive mood and positive energy with the rest of the world. And that is the real magic of the dumbspiracy. It's not just that you enjoy being dumb, but that you share the positive energy from your dumbness with the people around you. And that's how the dumbspiracy is making the world a better place. But let's be serious. It's also a hell of a lot of joy for you to just be happy and carefree and dumb. That's right. And now it's time. Time to slowly come back again. And before I count you out, let me give you a strong desire to experience your trigger. And you know, all you have to do is just sit down in a safe space somewhere where you can afford to be dumb for a little while. And just say the trigger word, dumbspiracy, 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 3 times in a row, and you will experience it. Just a little vacation, and you will feel your emotions fading away, replaced by joy and happiness, and all your cares. And you will find that it's getting harder and harder to think, because the fog in your mind just wipes away your thoughts and replaces them with happiness. And you will know that whenever you have to come back, your mind will automatically and easily come back to your normal thinking, because you know you will only be dumb when it's safe for you. That's right. Being dumb is something for you to enjoy, and is only going to happen when it's safe for you. But as a matter of fact, you're always looking ahead for your dumb time, because dumb time feels so good. And now I'm going to wake you up, and I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And with every number, you get a little bit more awake. And with every number, you will also become a little bit more invested and entangled in the dumbspiracy. That's right. Every number you hear makes you a little bit more of a dumbspiriter. And 0. Go a little bit deeper. Allow all my suggestions to sink deeply into your mind. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Waking up with every number. 5. Halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to write feedback for this file or contact me via my site. You can also use the comment function under this file to chat with your co-dumbspiriters. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thanks for listening and goodbye.